When people are watching a football game, it's really easy to sometimes see when a cornerback doesn't make a play. You know, they get a lot of blame. They get a lot of glory, but they get a lot of blame too. When, you know, as someone who actually plays the position, what do you think is the biggest misconception when people see, you know, a cornerback on a play? You know, what is the one thing that they may be missing that the average fan doesn't see?
Not knowing the coverage.
Okay.
I think that's the biggest thing because.
But if a guy's man-to-man.
If a guy's man-to-man, yeah, I guess the biggest thing when a guy gets beat is they underestimate, you know, the guy catching the ball and the guy throwing the ball. Because as a decent defensive back, all you can do is react. And if you're in perfect coverage, you know, a good throw will always be perfect coverage. So that's the biggest, you know, thing. I think people get confused. A guy can have great coverage all day and that just get overlooked because the guy that makes a spectacular catch always is the guy that comes out on top.
Okay, and then now you talk about zone coverage, and they don't see what the coverage is supposed to be.
Yeah, you know, they just see the last picture that they remember in their head, and that's the closest guy, you know, to the play.
Of course,
that's
yeah.
That's the guy that's responsible for the play, and that's part of the game, and it's nothing that, you know, I think the players really, really even think about during the game or, you know, just after the game or whenever it is, because that's the way football is made, not to, you know, worry about things like that. But just from a fan's perspective, that's all they really remember is the last guy that was there, he's responsible for that play.
A lot of players mention your name as one that they turn to get better in the game. And I sometimes see in practice, especially before the season started, DB coach John Butler, he would use you and Kareem to sort of demonstrate to the other DBs what to do. You know, what's that relationship like for you to the younger players? You know, how do you feel in that role?
I'm like a big brother. Obviously, I'm the most experienced corner we have on this team. For me, it's just about, you know, sharing my knowledge. When I came into this league, I was the youngest guy in the room, the youngest guy on the team. And the older guys did the same for me. And that's one of the things that I always wanted to do, you know, when the guys come in, is always be a helping hand. You know, I don't want to be those stubborn guys in there thinking, oh, well, this guy's coming in to replace me or this guy's doing that. You know, I just want to be there for the guys whenever they need and help out any way I can.
Who really helped you at your position when you first got into the league?
When I got there, you had Delta O'Neal, Torrey James, guy that we had, Brian Sim, the linebacker that we had, you know, was a veteran linebacker who talked to me each and every day just about being professional. Dexter Jackson, a former Super Bowl MVP down in Tampa Bay. He's on the roster with me in Cincinnati. So I just had all those older guys that just showing me the way how to, you know, each and every day to be a professional and just to go about your business.
When you look back on your rookie year and where you are now, what do you know now that you wish you knew back then?
How to study and prepare. You know, back then it was just about going out and just playing and just, you know, just trying to make as many plays as possible. But I never really had an idea what I was doing at all. No idea at all. I can honestly say that now. Oh, I had no idea at all. You know, I was just going and watching film, and I got caught up a lot and just watching the guys that I always idolized when I was young.
Okay. And then what about now? What do you think is your biggest strength at your position?
The biggest strength is my knowledge. I just think just playing for so long and just my knowledge of the game, and just knowing and anticipating things. A lot of times that's the biggest thing that most guys can have that can give them an advantage is anticipation.
Bill O'Brien talked about, you know, how he likes to check in with the veterans every now and then and get their feedback on how things are going and how players are responding to certain things. You are one of the names that he mentioned. You know, what is that like for you with a new coaching staff to come in? And you've, you know, a lot of guys worry about their job, but you've kind of established yourself with that veteran presence with them.
It's just one of those guys, you know, just being able to, you know, go and hear what the head coach wants to talk about and things like that, the way he wants to address the team and the way he wants to move forward with certain things. And it's our job as the older guys and the leadership guys on this team is to take control of the locker room and, you know, spread that message out and get it across to everyone and just be there, you know, for the younger players and help them go about their business each and every day and just, you know, understand what it takes to be a professional at the highest level and how to come and be accountable each and every day that you show up in the building.
What's an ideal locker room situation like? What is that dynamic? What's the ideal dynamic in a locker room? You want a little bit of fun, a little bit of seriousness? I mean, what have you seen over the years, and what is it that you want to replicate here?
I think it's a combination of both. But the biggest thing that you want to have is respect for others. You know, obviously, you're going to have 60 guys that comes from all walks of life, and, you know, everybody's not going to be the same. So when you get in that locker room, you got to have, you know, the respect for other guys in there and for their space and their territory. But at the same time, you want to have a close-knit bond where you can joke with guys and you can have fun and things like that. And that would bring you together close as a team.